Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah, and we're starting a new lesson, a new episode, a new part of The Multitudes, the audiobooks of Pastor Deborah and Agape Love, Love Is Here Ministries. We are in volume number 3. And we are working through the book called The Greatest Gift. Before we begin, please remember you can see all the other volumes, Volume 1 and Volume 2, also on the YouTube channel and on the website. The YouTube channel is The Hidden Kingdoms. And the website is agapeloveloveishere.org. So please just sit back, listen and watch, and learn and grow. And learn more about yourself, about others, and about the greatest gift. All right, let's begin as we always do. As we are sitting with the multitudes in the spiritual realm, probably in the Garden of Eden, with all the living creatures around us, with the sunny skies, with beauty and radiance, let's have a prayer and give thanks. Heavenly Father, the giver of the greatest gift, agape love, you yourself, and all that you are, we come to you in the name of your living Son, Christ Jesus. We ask you to help us, and to help us see what we have not seen, and to learn what we have not yet learned, and then help us to understand these new concepts and these new ideas. And then help us to be wise in how to apply them in our life and in the lives of others. And we thank you for teaching and for your word and for the greatest gift. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, the Word made flesh. All right, let's begin. We had just finished up and we were working through some verses. Let's now go to John 5:26 in the Authorized King James Version. As you'll know, I always use the Authorized King James Version. And I always say that to you so you will be aware of the translation of the Bible, for there are many. And there are many different companies that make them. But I like the Authorized King James Bible. All right. Verse 26. These are the red words of Christ Himself speaking to all of humanity. For as the Father, God Himself, agape love, has spiritual life in Himself, so He has spiritually given it to me. His Son, His Word expressed, His Son in the Holy Spirit, a newly spiritually recreated spiritual being called man. Not a gender or a sex, that was the title God Himself gave to this spiritual being that was inside of dirt called Adam. The spirit being was called man. When he was newly birthed the first time, and then when you are birthed the second time, you become a son, an offspring to him, to the living Father. And you too will have spiritual life in yourself. Just as Christ Jesus is telling us, he himself had living life within him, eternal life. How did he have that? It was in the Holy Spirit. And we'll learn a little bit more about him for sure. He's a wonderful, wonderful person that you ought to get to meet and get to know and become very intimate with. Not in a sexual way, but just knowing his thoughts, being obedient to him, knowing all about him, and that he's here to help you. Let's go to another scripture. 1 John 5:11. The Authorized King James Version. Verse 11. And this is the spiritual record that has already been spiritually recorded in the books and in the court of the judge of the universe, legal and lawful righteous books, that God has spiritually given to us, all of humanity, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. His Word in the Holy Spirit, in the spiritual vessel called man. The spiritual salvation, this recreation, this rebirth of a dead. Yes, you were dead. Oh, you're alive. Well, yes, But what that means is you were dead to God. You were not one with Him. You were not in the family. You did not have the Holy Spirit within you. So you were considered dead to God. Oh, you were quite alive, but you were considered dead without the Holy Spirit. And you needed to be rebirthed out of your spiritually dead condition and have your spiritual lamp in your spirit relit and to be filled up with the oil from the Holy Spirit and flowing with the life of God. And you know what was in that life of God that was eternal? The seven spirits of God Himself. If you had remembered, in one of the other audiobooks, we had talked about the seven spirits of God. They come within and with the Holy Spirit. And what are they? Well, let's list them. Number one, the Spirit of the Lord. Number two, the Spirit of God's wisdom. Number three, the Spirit of God's understanding. Number four, the Spirit of God's counsel. Number five, the Spirit of God's might, His strength, His power. Number six, the Spirit of God's knowledge. And number seven, the spiritual fear, the honor, the reverence, the respect, the love of the Lord God Himself. You get seven in one. Remember, these all come in the Holy Spirit. And you're going to need all of these to help you in your new life as a newly created spiritual being, a rebirth child of the Most High God. Yes, Christ Jesus had all of these Himself. And when He left earth and ascended up into the clouds, after He died on a cross, yes, and He rose again, yes, He left His Holy Spirit with us and all that was in Him. And He is all over the world now. He's in many, many millions of other new Christ. That means the anointed spiritual Son of the living God, which is what all new birth humans are in their spirit, in their relationship to this God. Why don't we stop right here today so we can just ponder this before we get into a deep discussion and teaching about the seven spirits, for they are vital to you. So let's end this part, this lesson number 15, with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for giving us Your greatest gift, Yourself, Your Holy Spirit, Your agape love, Your seven spirits that are in the Holy Spirit. We thank You for Your Word that You made flesh, and that You and Your Word, Your Son, Jesus Christ, went to a cross, and You paid the judgment that was due to us, and You took it, and You freed us from our spiritual death to You. We could not pay the price. We were not innocent, pure, alive, and we were not sinless, and we needed You to help us. So thank You for coming and helping us. And now help us to ponder and think and understand what we've learned today in this lesson so we can grow and be all You desire for us to be. A mature king in the kingdom of heaven on earth, ruling and reigning through Your kingdom, through Your mind and Your heart here on earth. So it will look like the kingdom of heaven itself in its nature, in its culture, in its management, in its leadership. And all will come to know You and Your greatest gift, agape love. Thank You. Amen. All right. See you on lesson or part number 16, I believe. See you later. This is Pastor Deborah. Go and enjoy the garden, all the animals. Have fun. Take lots of field trips. Yes, yes, He's over there. He's teaching. Go and meet with Him. He's waiting to meet you. Love everyone. See you next time. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually the Lord's way for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments. And if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapeloveishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.